So today class will be given by Her Grace Savitri Mataji on the topic of Navadvipa Dham, Mahatyam and Session 7. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for giving your valuable time and association and enlightening us in this topic. I'll hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're going to read from Sri Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya, written by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And we are going to finish first the Ashtam Adhyaya, 8th chapter. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Mitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Sri Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya, where we understood in our 8th chapter that Lord Shiva, along with Gauri Devi or Mother Parvati, live in Harihar Kshetra in Navadvipa Dham. And whoever leaves the body over there, Lord Shiva chants the name of Gauranga in his ear. And this place is more glorious than Kashi in Benares. So another place Nityananda Prabhu mentioned to Jiva Goswami about Godrumadvip. Then actually they came to Sri Godrumadvip, where now this place is known as Gadigacha, where Mother Surabhi lives there. As we know, in Vrindavan Leela, Lord Indra offended Lord Krishna by causing so much trouble in Vrindavan after Lord Krishna stopped Indra Puja. But after Lord Krishna's pastimes, the beautiful lifting of Govardhan Parvat, Lord Indra understood his mistakes and he really repented very severely, and with the help of Mother Surabhi, he came to Krishna and was able to pacify Krishna by asking forgiveness from Krishna. So Krishna forgave Lord Indra, but Lord Indra was thinking in his mind that how can I remain always very humble, not to commit any offenses to anyone, and also not the Supreme Lord. This attitude we also should have. I should not make any offenses to anyone. That offensive attitude is very very corrosive for us, destructive in the life of spiritual advancement. So Lord Indra had this fear in his heart. So Lord Indra spoke to Mother Suravi that I could not understand the pastimes of Krishna and I committed a very heavy offense. So I have heard that during Kali Yuga, Krishna will perform wonderful pastimes in Nadia. At that time, I will become bewildered and be an offender again. Oh, Suravi, you know everything. Please advise me about this. This is a very wonderful attitude to become very much careful. Lord Indra was afraid of his own mentality. Then Suravi, Mother Suravi said, let us go to Nadia and serve Nimai. In Nadia means Navadvip Dham. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never considers our offenses. And he is very eager to give us Krishna Prema. This is the magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya. We should not forget about it. Because our nature is very impure. And but by taking full shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can come to the pure platform without delay. And by the order of or by the advice of Suravi, Lord Indra moved to Navadvip Dham and worshipped Gauranga. Mother Suravi said, worshipping Gauranga is very easy and the results of doing so are easily distributed. What is the result? Means whoever, you know, chants the name of Gauranga, Gauranga becomes very pleased immediately, like a loving father, always showers the affection. Lord Gauranga is so kind. And Mother Suravi said beautiful point in a chapter that, let me read that part, that if you always worship Lord Gauranga, then the offensive mentality will not be there. So that is the point Mother Suravi said to Lord Indra, and Indra also followed that instruction. After that, Nityananda Prabhu spoke to Jiva Goswami about Godrumadvip's glories. In the Godrumadvip, Mother Suravi lives and performs Gauranga Bhajan. Here, wonderful narration is there that as we know that Mrikanda Suta or the son of Mrikanda Muni, his name is Markandeya Muni, he got the benediction of living 7 kalpa without dying. So he had a very, very long, long life. And he saw so many times, you know, devastation. And he became very much distressed and very sorry about receiving this boon to live that long. So he came to Godrumadvip and asked Mother Suravi, oh Bhagavati, please help me. I was very foolish. That's why I took this benediction of living 7 kalpas, you know, without dying. And not understanding the consequences, I accepted that boon. 7 kalpas means 7 days of Lord Brahma. It is really, really very big, big, big lifetime. And during the destruction of the universe, there are numerous miseries and extreme distress, and I had witnessed, and there is no happiness. By seeing that, by hearing that, Mother Suravi gave beautiful solution. There's Markandeya Muni, to Markandeya Muni. Markandeya Muni live here in Navadvip and perform Gauranga Bhajan. Gauranga Bhajan is so wonderful and easy that by pleasing Lord Gauranga by Sankirtan, you will achieve Krishna Prema and life will be blissful. And how to take shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, she explained that without the desire of enjoyment, sense enjoyment, and without the desire for liberation, with a simple heart, you know, with pure heart, simply take full shelter of Gauranga. And soon you will attain divine love in Madhura Rasa. This is the point revealed by Suravi. Madhura Rasa. By taking shelter of Gauranga and serving him, you will attain divine love in Madhura Rasa. When that divine love appears in your heart, it will set you afloat in the rasa of the arts within the pastimes of the Lord. You will take shelter at the feet of Radha in Braja, and your heart will be engaged in the service of the divine couple. Know that the joy of service is unparalleled and knowledge of static liberation is useless. These are the verses spoken by Suravi, Mother Suravi, and in 8th chapter, you can find those verses, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84. Suravi, this confidential point here to be noted. So by Gauranga Bhajana, we enter into Madhura Rasa. Madhura Rasa means conjugal rasa. And we get Radha Pada Ashraya. Beautiful verses are there. Shei Prema Jabe Ridaye Bashe Bhashay Bilash Kolaro Rashe Broje Radha Pado Ashraya Hayo Jugal Shebai Manusha Rayo Shebar To Shebar Shukto Atula Jano Abhet Nirvani Aparto Jano. Know that the joy of service is unparalleled. Service of Shishi Radha Krishna in Kunja, Nikunja Seva. And in our Sampradaya, this point we are always hearing, how to get Kunja Seva or Nikunja Seva in Vrindavan. Since morning, we offer our prayers to Guru and Tulasi Maharani about the same point. Please give us the chance or right or qualification to enter into that Kunja Seva in Vrindavan. So, although this Kali Yuga is most degraded Yuga and we are also most unqualified living beings, but Lord Chaitanya's mercy, you just see how deep and liberal. He is giving us the highest position, trying to take us to that highest position, placing us into Madhura Rasa. This is most amazing thing. And also Mother Suravi said that when Indra heard this point, hearing the words of Suravi, this, you know, not Indra, sorry, Markandeya Muni, because Suravi, Mother Suravi is speaking to Markandeya Muni about this point. He was very unhappy and very distressed by having the long life, you know, living uselessly means not having the goal of life, not attaining the goal of life, that pure love for Krishna, which is stored in the heart, it must be awakened. So, by hearing that point, Markandeya Rishi said, with a joint palm, he said, "When I serve the feet of Lord Gauranga, what will become of my destiny?" Suravi then spoke the ultimate conclusion. There is no judgment in the service of Lord Sri Gaura. When you call the name of Gaura, all your karma will be destroyed. Shri Gaura Gulia Dakive Jave Shumusta Karamo Binasha Habe. 87. Kichu Nahi Rabe Bipako Ar Ghuchive Tomar Bhava Shamsar. 88. No reactions will remain any longer and your attachment to material existence will disappear. Karma kene eka gyanero follow Ghuchive Shamule Hoye Bikalo. And not only your karma, but the consequences of your pursuing liberation will also be eradicated. Tumi to mojibe gorango rashe bhojibe tahare edipe boshe. You will become immersed in the ecstasy of Gauranga, living on the island and serving him. Hearing this, Markandeya floated in joy. He chanted the name of Gaura, cried, and sometimes laughed. Jiva, see, here the wonderful place where Markandeya received life. So, this is the point that by Gauranga Bhajan, our life becomes so much ecstatic. And Gauranga appeared to distribute this ecstasy, the ecstatic love of Krishna. If we are not ecstatic in practicing Krishna consciousness, that means we are not Krishna conscious yet. By Gauranga's mercy, the bliss will be filled in the heart. Our life will be completely changed, transformed. And the desire for material enjoyment will vanish. Desire for any other kind of things like liberation or gaining knowledge. Many, many types of aspirations are there in our lives. We will forget because the whole heart will be occupied by the love of Gauranga or Sri Krishna. So in this way, we finish the 8th chapter where we heard Lord Indra's, you know, enlightenment by Mother Surabhi and also Markandeya Muni's enlightenment by Mother Surabhi. So we are now starting the next chapter, 9th, the Madhya Dvipa and Sri Naimeshwar. So Naimeshwarana also there in Navadvip, the forest of Naimish. It starts with the glories of Navadvip. All glory to Gaura Chandra, Nityananda, Gadadhara, Sivasa, all the devotees of the Lord. All glories to their home, the best of abodes, Sri Navadvipa. By entering into that Madhya Dvipa, Lord Nityananda spoke to Jiva Goswami. See that this is the Madhya Dvipa. Here the Sapta Rishi live. The seven rishis that we see the stars in the sky about the seven rishis, the sons of Lord Brahma, right? So they also live in Navadvip. In Kali Yuga, the power of Navadvip will increase day by day. The glories, the importance, the greatness will be known to everyone. The Dharma is so liberal, gives us the highest goal very soon if we take full shelter of Gauranga and Gaura Dhamma and Gaura Rupa. So Sapta Rishi, they live for what reason? They live for one purpose, how to attain the love of Krishna. So Brahma gave them nice instructions because they are the sons of Brahma. So he says, beautiful point. He said, Brahma chatur mukho pe baro shukho saptaputre bale tabe navadvipe jao gauro guno gao anayase premo hobe. This point spoken by Lord Brahma to seven rishis or sapta rishis. Four-headed Brahma felt great joy and said to his seven sons, go to Navadvip and chant the glories of Gaura. You will easily attain divine love. See, this is also very important to realize that this is my only goal, to attain the divine love for the divine couple, Shri Radha Krishna. And how to attain this within this short lifetime? In Kali Yuga, everything is topsy-turvy. We are not able to perform long austerities. The body is so fragile. Body is not, you know, fit for performing any austerities. We understand very easily, even to observe 2 days of Ekadashis are so, you know, difficult. Properly to observe Ekadashi is not possible. In this yoga, we cannot perform long austerities, even simple austerities. That doesn't mean that Krishna cannot accept us as his dearmost servant. But one process, very simple process, given by Lord Krishna himself as Gauranga, that is Harinam Sankirtan. With the desire, this laulam is very important point. That desire should be very blazing in our heart. You know, laulam, intense eagerness to attain Krishna prema. This is the only price you have to pay. Laulam ekalam mulyam, Rupa Goswami said. And it's a fact. Because all the yogic process, karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, of course, lead us to the perfection. Bhakti yoga leads us to the perfection. Within the bhakti yoga, this principle must be also understood by us. Laulam ekalam mulyam. This laulam means intense greediness or eagerness to attain love of Godhead must be there. It should be like a blazing fire. And the process is very simple. Take shelter up, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, holy name and dham. So same point, Brahmaji is speaking to 7 rishis. I'm reading the text number 6. Dhamo kripa shar labh hoy jar tar hoy sadhu sange bhaje krishna preme maje ei to param rango. The mercy of the dhamma is supreme. Those who attain it attain the association of the sadhus. Serving in the association of the sadhus and becoming immersed in the divine love for Krishna is the ultimate joy. In the verse number 7, he says, Brahma, those whose hearts develop attachment to Navadvip attain residency in Braja. The supramundane dham and the name of Gaurhari are the only desires of the sadhus. Verse goes very beautiful. Navadvipe roti love jar moti shei pai braja bash. Aprakrito dham gaurahari naam kebol sadhu ash. The same point we also hear, right? By Nartam Das Thakur's bhajan. Shri Gauru mandala bhumi jeva jane chintamuni tar hoy brojo bhumi bash. Shri Gauru mandala bhumi means Gaura Mandal Bhumi means Navadvip Dham. Jeva Jane Chintamani is Chintamani Dham, Vrindavan Dham. By realizing this point, Tarhai Brojo Bhume Bash, he attains the residency in Braja Bhumi. This amazing secret are being revealed to us by the writings of our acharyas. श्री गुरु मंडल भूमि जीवा जनी चिंता मुनि तार हाय ब्रज भूमि बास गौरंगेर नित लीला जार कर्णे प्रवेशिला সৃজনে ভকতি রস সৃজনে ভকতি রস গৌরাঙ্গস নিত্য লীলা দ্যাট উই আর হিয়ারিং রিপিটেডলি যার কর্ণে প্রবেশিলা হৃদয় নির্মল ভেল তার His heart becomes very purified. And to his heart, in his heart also, Sri Krishna's Nitya Lila will be manifest. This is the point we have to realize, the connection between Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila. So Brahmaji was enlightening the seven rishis. So by hearing properly, understanding the instructions of their father, the seven sages came here, chanted the name of the Lord and danced. They prayed for divine love for Gauranga and loudly chanted his glories. This is the point. We have to understand properly how to gain Krishna prem within this short period of time. By saying that Lord Brahma disappeared. And also he said the very confidential thing, oh Rishi, seven Rishis, hear from me one thing, that in Kali Yuga, Krishna will appear in Navadvip as Gauranga and he will perform Nama Sankirtan Leela. That is the point. And in that Nama Sankirtan Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will distribute the ecstasy of Krishna Prema. So that is the point, you know, through Nama Sankirtan Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing Krishna Prema. Immediately, anyone joins in Nama Sankirtan, he becomes ecstatic, blissful, happy, and dances. So this is the point. So in Kumar Hatta, Sri Kumar Hatta or Kumar Hatta, in Navadvip Dham, there are seven small hills. That in those hills, the seven rishis live there. Srila Sri Nityananda Prabhu showing this Sapta Tila or Sapta hills to Jiva Goswami. And on the south side of this Saptatila, there is one forest, and that the name of that forest is Naimish Kanan or Namisharana. In that Namisharana, Shaunak Adi Muni Rishi sages, they live and they discuss Gaura Bhagavat. In Kartik month, whoever can, you know, studies the Srimad Bhagavatam in Namisharana, Namishkanan, in Navadvip, he gets Brajalabh. He gets the residency in Vrindavan. It is so powerful place in Vrindavan. So that point also spoken by Brahma. He said, this point spoken by Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami, that in Namish Aranya, Namish Kanan, whoever reads Bhagavata, anyone who recites the Puranas here during the month of Kartik leaves behind all miseries, becomes immersed in the pastimes of Gaura and easily attains Braja. This is the connection or point we have to realize. So Navadvip Dham is very, very powerful dham where we can attain our goal of life very easily. Here also Sri Nityananda Prabhu spoke other things, that how here Mahadev, Lord Shiva, comes sometimes by riding swan, Sri Hamsa Bahan. We know Mahadev rides Brisha, the bull, right? Bull is his Bahan. But here, one temple is also there that Lord Shiva riding on Hamsa or swan. So this is the beautiful point we learned today, that how Brahmaji enlightened Sapta Rishis about the Navadvip Dham and how to attain the goal of life. The ecstatic love of Krishna become very happy, very blissful, and remain immersed, not to come out of this bliss. And that is our hunger too. Nothing can be compared with that feeling, most wonderful feeling of having love for Krishna and pure love. So now we are starting the chapter 10, visiting Sri Brahmana Pushkara, Sri Uchchahatta and other places. All glories to Gauranga, Nityanandana, Advaita, all glory to Gadadhar and Shivas Pandit, all glory to Navadvip, the abode of pure love and devotion, all glory to the names of Gaura and Nityananda. O souls of Kali Yuga, listen, abandon renunciation and exploitation, reject religion and irreligion, and serve Nitai and Chaitanya. They are oceans of mercy, brother. They will freely give you the essence of Braja's joy. What is the essence of Braja's joy? The love for Krishna. So there is one story, Lord Nityananda speaking to Jiva Goswami, that in Sati Yuga, a Brahmana lived here in Brahmana Pushkara. One place is known as Brahman Pushkar or Brahman Pukur. There's a, you know, beautiful pond, Brahman Pukur. He said in Sati Yuga, a Brahman, his name was Deep Das, used to live in that place. So he wanted to go to Pushkara Tirtha. In Brajabhumi, there's one Tirtha, right? Pushkar Tirtha. So he wanted to go to Pushkar Tirtha, but he was very old. So it was not possible for him to go there. So in one night, he saw a dream. In the dream, the Pushkar Raj appeared. Pushkar Raj, the deity of Pushkar Tirtha, appeared and gave darshan. And he said, I'm very much pleased by your simple devotion and your desire to go to Pushkara. But in Navadvip, there's the wonderful place where you can achieve wonderful blessings. That is the point. You know, all the blessings we get from Navadvip Dhamma, that here one kunda is there, that he said to Devdas, O Brahmana, do not cry. There's a beautiful pond in front of you. Bathe in this pond once and you will see Pushkara Tirtha. So Pushkar Raj said, you don't have to worry about to go to the Pushkara Tirtha in Vrindavan or Brajbhumi, but here one kunda is there. That kunda is Pushkara Tirtha. You take bath and you will attain. You will see the Pushkara Tirtha over here. Now, he spoke to beautiful poem to Brahmana. He said, Pushkara said, listen, O fortunate Brahmana, I have not come from far away. I live here in Navadvip. It is not that I came from Brajabhumi. He said, I'm reading 20, verse number 20, 21 in chapter 10. Navadvip Dham contains all holy places. All holy places reside here and serve Navadvip. Although a form of mine exists in the West, I myself live here eternally. Souls attain here the result attained by bathing 100 times there. Thus, anyone who lives Navadvip, desiring to visit other holy places, is a foolish, unfortunate soul. When souls attain the result of visiting all other holy places, then they can reside in Navadvip. This is the glory of Navadvip Dham. And also he said, the Tirtharaj said, see, there the raised area that resembles a market, Kurukshetra and Brahmavarta exist here. With the Saraswati and Drishavati rivers on two sides, it shines brightly and bestows good fortune. So this is the point. Tirtharaj was speaking personally in the dream of the Brahmana, Divadas, who used to live in Sati Yoga. Is revealing some secrets to Brahmana. He said, O Brahmana, I will tell you a secret. Very soon there will be a great joy here. Gaura Sundara will appear in the home of Sachi in Mayapur and broadly distribute divine love. In all these places, the Lord will dance in the ecstasy of Sankirtan with the devotees and become mad. The Lord will perform kirtan with all the devotees of all his previous avatars. He will inundate the entire world with a flood of divine love. Everyone except the speculators who will attain intense divine love. Let me read it again. He will inundate the entire world with a flood of divine love. Everyone except the speculators will attain intense divine love. Kutarkik bina shabe mahapremo pabe. Premo bunna jale sarbo jagatu bhashabe. Kutarkik bina shabe mahapremo pabe. Who is kutarkik? Speculator? Who has no faith in the transcendental subject? Who has no faith in the mercy of Krishna? That mercy of Krishna can be so much vast, like an ocean, can be attained so easily. People do not have that faith. That's why they suspect, they doubt, and they argue. This is so, you know, important thing. You know, truth is truth. Whether we believe it or not, the truth is truth. Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared to give us love. Truth is truth. Like science, you know. I am a soul. This is science. Whether I believe it or not, it doesn't depend on my belief. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. That also doesn't depend on my belief or your belief or anyone's belief. Science is science. Our relationship. So we are subordinate servants of Krishna. It is what made up is the truth, absolute truth. Whether we believe it or not, it doesn't depend on our belief. It's a fact. So the Kutarkik, they cannot believe that Krishna's mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy can be so much. like ocean of mercy and can easily be attainable. So we should not have this kind of mind. So Pushkar Raj speaking more, O Divadasa, souls who are faithful to the Dhamma and reside here will reach the feet of Gaura. Unfortunate souls worship Krishna for billions of years but do not attain attraction for his name. If souls worship Gauranga, their wickedness goes away and they quickly attain Radha and Krishna in Braja Dhamma. This is the link we have to realize. For Koti Janma, you know, if we do Krishna Bhajana, even then we cannot attain the attachment for holy name. Attachment for holy name is the attachment for Shishi Radha Krishna. Koti Koti Barsho Kori Shri Krishna Bhajan Tathapina Namete Roti Pai Durjan. So Gauranga Bhajan is so wonderful. Our wickedness, our faithlessness, our doubts, our, you know, all those things go away very quickly. And they quickly attain Radha and Krishna in Braja Dhamma. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna combined form. And we get Shishu Radha Krishna. Also he spoke more secrets. They attain their spiritual body. Nijo Shiddho Deho Pai Shokhiro Ashrayo Nijo Kunjo Shri Jugalo Sheba Tar Hoyo. They attain their spiritual body and the shelter of the Sakhis and serve the divine couple in their own grove. See this point, let me read those verses. Beautiful. We are hearing those points 32, 33, 34, 35 in chapter 10. Beautiful points. Ei dhamo nishta kori jeva kare bash tare mile gaur pado ohe divo dash koti koti barsho kori shri krishna bhajano tathapi namete roti na pai durjano gauranga bhojile dushto bhavo dure jay alpo dine brojo dhame radha krishna pai nijo siddho deho pai shokhiro ashray nijo kunjo jugale seva taro hoy oye bipro heta thaki karo ko bhajan sapashode gauranga Shri Gauranga Pave Darshan, O Brahmana, stay and serve here. You will see Shri Gauranga with his associates. See, in our sampradaya, all the bhajans are like that, pleading at the lotus feet of all sakhis to give us the permission or to give us the right, to give us the chance or qualification, adhikar, to serve Shishi Radha Krishna in Kunja, Nikunja Seva. Just like when we read, sing Tulasi Seva. What is that? Yeah. Ei nivedan dharo shokhir anugato karo Shri Radha Govinda Prime Sada Janu Bhashi. No. এই নিবেদন ধর সখীর অনুগত করো সেবা অধিকার দিয়ে করো নিজ দাসী উই প্রে ও মদর তুলসী প্লিজ গিভ আস দ্য অধিকার কোয়ালিফিকেশন প্রিভিলেজ অ্যান্ড চান্স দ্য অপরচুনিটি টু সার্ভ শিশি রাধা কৃষ্ণ বাই প্লেসিং আস under the subjugation, on the feet of Sakhis. Srimati Radharani is our most priya Sakhi. All the gopis are her Sakhis or our Sakhis too. Why it is so important to attain the mercy of Sakhis? That point we heard in Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? In Madhya Leela, in chapter 8, the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda, right? Just like in the verse number 182, we heard that It is written, if one asks about the origin of love of Krishna, the answer is that the origin is in Srimati Radharani alone. Who is the most dear friend of Krishna? The answer again is Srimati Radharani alone. We just celebrated yesterday, the Radha Ashtami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. The celebration is for the devotees. Krishna Janmashtami celebration is for everyone, public. Well, public. But Radha Ashtami is very special. It is for the devotees who is very much eager to develop love for Krishna. We must take shelter of Srimati Radharani, who is our Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, most Priya Sakhi. So in the 201, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in Madhya Lila, chapter 8, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are very confidential. They cannot be understood through the mellows of servitude, fraternity, or parental affection. So this is very important point. Radha Krishna Prema Leela or Radha Krishna Leela cannot be understood with any other rasa. Mellows of servitude, mellows of fraternity, Vatsalya Ras, or parental Ras. It cannot. Actually, only the gopis have the right to appreciate these transcendental pastimes, and only from them can these pastimes be expanded. As we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked one question to Ramananda Rai after hearing all the tattvas, Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Prema Tattva, and Rasa Tattva. After hearing all those tattvas, and he became so much satisfied by hearing the beautiful answers given by Ramananda Rai, he asked one question. In 97, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked this question to Ramananda Rai, the goal of life cannot be achieved unless one practices the process. Now, being merciful upon me, please explain the means by which this goal can be attained. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on our behalf, asked this question to Ramananda Rai. Then we understand, the goal of life is to attain love for Sri Sri Radha Krishna. But how to get it? The process. Can you explain this to me? After hearing that, Ramananda Rai started to speak. He said, Sri Ramananda Rai said, 198, I do not know what I am saying, but you have made me speak what I have spoken. Be it good or bad, I am simply repeating that message. 199, within these three worlds, who is so undisturbed that he can remain steady as you manipulate your different energies? 200, actually, you are speaking through my mouth and at the same time you are listening. This is very mysterious. Anyway, kindly hear the explanation of the process by which the goal can be attained. 201, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are very confidential. They cannot be understood through the mellows of servitude, fraternity, or parental affection. 202, actually, only the gopis have the right to appreciate these transcendental pastimes, and only from them can these pastimes be expanded. 203, without the gopis, these pastimes between Radha and Krishna cannot be nourished. Only by their cooperation are such pastimes broadcast. It is their business to chase the mellows. 204 and 205, without the help of the gopis, one cannot enter into these pastimes. Only one who worships the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis, following in their footsteps, can engage in the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. Only then can one understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. There is no other procedure for understanding. So this is the point we have to realize. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, appeared to give us that process, that facility to enter into Radha Krishna Prema Leela. By the mercy of gopis or sakhis, we can enter. The verses are also beautiful. 204 and 205. Shokhi binaye lilayo onnero nahi goti. Shokhi bhabe je tare kore unu goti. Radha Krishna kunjo seba shaddo jei payo. Shei shaddo paite aro nahi ko upayo. Without the help of the gopis, one cannot enter into these pastimes. Only one who worships the Lord in the ecstasy of these gopis, following in their footsteps, can engage in the service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. Only then can one understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. There is no other procedure for understanding. So this is the point. That Sakhi Kripa Bina, we cannot enter into Madhurya Rasa or into Nikunja Seva. Our goal is to attain Kunja Seva or Nikunja Seva. In Durvashtaka also we chant, right? Nikunja Yuna Rati Keli Siddhir Yayalebhir Yuktir Apekshaniya. Tatrati Rakshat Ati Vallavasya Bande Shri Guru Charanaravindam. Our Guru Dev or Guru Devi is engaged in Krishna Leela, in Nikunja Seva. And he is planning so many ways, taking care of so many things to give pleasure to Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Nikunja. Sakhi. So, how to enter into Radha Krishna Prema Leela or Nikunja Seva? When we accept full shelter of Sri Gauranga, when we surrender ourselves absolutely at the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, mercy of the Lord Gauranga, then we get the full credit to enter into Vrindavan Kunja Seva. Because who is Gauranga? He is Radha Krishna, combined form, and in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And who is Radharani? She is the best gopi, Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Who is Radharani? She is Aladini Shakti, Mahabhava Swarupini, Radha Thakurani. Krishna Kanta Shiromani, Madan Mohan Mohini, Vrindavana Vilasini, Srimati Radharani. She is the best gopi or sakhi. When we take shelter of Gauranga, is that we are following Srimati Radharani. Who is Radharani? She is the best gopi. So gopi's mercy is attained easily. So that is the point. That is the point, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda Rai were talking about. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking how to give the full facility to the fallen souls of Kali Yuga to enter into Braja Leela in Madhurya Leela or Kunja Seva, Nikunja Seva. This is the direct process. When we worship Lord Gauranga by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we get the full credit full qualification for accepting Sakhi's mercy. Shukhi anugata karo. Ei nibedana dharo. Shukhi anugata karo. Seva adhikaro diye karo nijo dashi. Make us your maid servant, O Mother Tulasi. Or Tulasi Sakhi. Why? Because please grant us the residency in Vilas Kunja, where Radha Krishna are performing sweet conjugal pastimes. That place is most desirable place, and give us that qualification. So that is the mercy given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here we are hearing this Pushkara Raj was speaking to Sri Dibdas Brahmana in Satyuga in Navadvip, how to attain Radha Krishna Seva in Kunja. This is the point. This is the point that we are hearing, the Kunja Seva, and we get the Siddha Deha. We are very much worried about, right? How to attain the Siddha Deha or our spiritual body. And it is already given the process. The process is Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. How to attain Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy? By being surrendered to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, chanting Gauranga Mahaprabhu's name and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's why before chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we chant Pancha Tattva Mantra. Krishna appeared in five forms. Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. And that is Pancha Tattva. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Throughout the Navadvip Dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed pastimes with Pancha Tattva, especially the Nama Sankirtan Lila. So today, we are hearing the most confidential thing in chapter 10 by Pushkara Raj, spoken by Pushkara Raj to Deepdas Brahman, Brahman Deepdas, who used to live in Satyuga in Navadvip. So he said, again I'm repeating, from chapter 10 in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, text number 33, 34, 35, 36, he says to Brahmana Deepdas, 31, actually it starts from 28 actually. I'm just repeating again, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 34, 35 in chapter 10, Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Gaurasundara will appear in the home of Sachi and in Mayapur and broadly distribute divine love. In all these places, the Lord will dance in the ecstasy of Sankirtan with the devotees and become mad. The Lord will perform Kirtan with all the devotees of all His previous avatars. He will inundate the entire world with the flood of divine love. Everyone except the speculators will attain intense divine love. O Divadas, souls who are faithful to the Dhamma and reside here will reach the feet of Gaura. Unfortunate souls worship Krishna for billions of years but do not attain attraction to His name. If souls worship Gauranga, their wickedness goes away and they quickly attain Radha and Krishna in Brajadhama. They attain their spiritual body and the shelter of the Sakhis and serve the divine couple in their own grove. Nijo Shiddho Deho Pai Shokhiro Ashrayo Nijo Kunjo Shri Jugalo Sheva Taro Hoyo. O Brahmana, stay and serve here. You will see Sri Gauranga with his associates. Many times devotees are worried about to know what is my Siddha Deha and how to attain. In Vrindavan also, some group is there, they speculate. They say, if you go to those Babaji's, they speak this way. Oh, this is your Siddha Deha, this is your name, this is your form, this is your service, many, many things. In our sampradaya, these things are not practiced, very unauthorized. In our sampradaya, our acharya spoke very clearly, very emphatically, that worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Pancha Tattva Gornitai by taking full shelter of Pancha Tattva, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without any offenses. And gradually, in due course of time, all the success will be attained. Our own spiritual body will be revealed to us. We don't have to be impatient or worried about it. And we get the shelter of Sakhis. And our Prana Sakhi is Srimati Radharani. Parama Preshtha Sakhi is Srimati Radharani. Parama Priya Sakhi is Srimati Radharani. We get the shelter of Srimati Radharani. By getting shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we get the shelter of Srimati Radharani. This is the direct connection. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna combined form in Yugala Bilas, in Prema Bilas. Radha Krishna in intense embrace. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because later in chapter 8, not because, as we know, in chapter 8, Madhya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave darshan to Rai Ramananda. He saw Radha and Krishna in two forms, again in one form. Gauranga, sannyasi. So, as we progress in our spiritual practice, we start to perceive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna. The more we take shelter of Sri Radha Krishna and holy name, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and with a simple, pure, faithful heart, we get the full credit of entering in Kunja Seva, in Vrindavan, by getting full shelter of Srimati Radharani. Parama Preshta Srimati Radharani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the process very wonderfully by accepting the mood of Srimati Radharani. He distributed also this emotion to us. What is that emotion? Emotion of a devotee. Emotion of Srimati Radharani is the emotion of devotee, Radha Bhava. What is that? Fully surrendered to Krishna. It doesn't matter, Krishna, whether you leave me, whether you trample me, whether you make me happy by embracing me, it doesn't matter. Ashlesha Bapadaratam Pinashtumam Adarshanan Marmahatam Karatuva. Yathatathava vidudhatu lampato mat prana nathastu saivana paraha. You can do anything and everything with my life. You can make me broken hearted by not being present before me. It doesn't matter. Whatever situation I'm going through, but I will never leave you. You are my prana natha, Lord of my life. Birth after birth, always, eternally. So accepting Krishna in the mood of Radharani is the emotion given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Totally surrender to Krishna. It doesn't matter anything, whatever you do. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. That mood or that emotion has been given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So later in some time, we will talk about more about that point. So today, in, you know, chapter 10, we heard very wonderful points that Pushkar Raj revealed to Devadas Brahmana. In this way, we finished chapter 10, because after that, when Pushkar Raj disappeared, Devadas became very fearless and he resided on the bank of the pond, Pushkar Tirtha, and performed worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Nityananda Prabhu also said that to Jiva Goswami that all the holy places in Brahmavarta and Kurukshetra came and resided here. So all the Tirthas live in Navadvip. So we do not miss going to any Tirthasthan if we live in the Mayapur Dham. And we get the benefits of visiting all the Tirthas by visiting Mayapur. Okay? It doesn't matter where we live, but take full shelter of Mayapur Dham and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the process, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Alright? So thank you everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for listening to this class. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna Mata. Please accept the humble obeisances. Very, very beautiful section. Thank you, Mataji, for the reading and the realizations that you were sharing. So I had a question. This is about Indra. So in the beginning of the class, you were mentioning about Indra. And Indra in Gaura Leela, he felt that he was an offender in the Krishna Leela with Govardhan and Leela during the Govardhan Leela, and he prayed that he should not become an offender. So in the Gaura Leela, how did he appear, and was his mission successful in a sense? Was he able to repent?
Yeah, that is not mentioned here in the book, and. But he achieved the success because Mother Suravi still lives in Navadvip, in Godrumadvip. Go means cow, and Druma means forest. In the forest, Godrumadvip. Here she lives, Mother Suravi, and enlightens everyone about this secret. That live here, stay here, take shelter of the Dhamma, take shelter of Gauranga, you will be free from all offenses. And soon you will get the Krishna Prema and Gaura Prema. So he achieved, because he stayed after that. In one form he stayed. Means whoever are the, you know, the associates of Krishna in Krishna Leela, they also, in another form, in Navadvip Dham, they also live. Whether they appear time to time and you know, take part in Gaura Leela or not, but they live here. Because eternal dham, eternally live. This is a very mysterious thing. They live here.
And the same thing with the Saptarishis as well, right?
Yes, as well. Because spiritual subject matter is beyond our normal understanding. That's why people disbelieve this. It's a different thing, totally, totally different thing. Like absolute truth, Krishna is absolute truth in two forms, Radha Krishna. Again, he is in one form, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's very confidential, very unknown to general populace. More we progress, see, one point It's a very amazing point. See, in Naimisharanya, not Naimisharanya, on the bank of Ganga, actually, Shukadev Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. But in 10th canto, he never described about Radha Krishna Leela in front of all the rishis, right? They never spoke openly even the name of Radha. Name of Radha is everywhere, especially in 10th canto, but not Radha, Aradhita, or other ways, Rama, Indira, you know, Yoga, many, many way the Radha Rani was described, and never ever the Prema Leela was described in Srimad Bhagavatam. But see us, it's most amazing thing, unbelievable. We, most unqualified, we are not Muni Rishis, right? We are most unqualified living beings in Kali Yuga, but we are discussing Radha Krishna Prema Leela. How? Also, we are discussing the process to enter into Radha Krishna Prema Leela in Nikunjas in Vrindavan. How? When the Muni Rishis, the exalted Rishis, the pure-hearted Rishis, they never described publicly, openly. But we are discussing. Not publicly, openly, but within the association of devotees. But we are not as good as them, but we are discussing. We are hearing. How? This is simply amazingly due to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He revealed that. He gave us the permission, means understanding. Krishna did not allow to reveal anything in Dwapara, but now, in Kali Yuga, 500 years ago, he came as Gauranga and he revealed it. Amazing, unbelievable, simply unbelievable. Unreal means I sometimes cannot believe, even I think it is just unreal. It's like that. Krishna's mercy is so deep and ocean. Huh?
Yeah, very true. Who would even that we would get for this?
Amazing.
I often feel that just the fortune that we have. I don't know if anyone really has this fortune of even in those days, even to read Srimad Bhagavatam or to get access to any scripture, either you should be in a Gurukul or you should really travel to so many places. You go in search of a guru and you travel the length and breadth of India and you go to the forest, you find a guru, and you know, after so much search, you ultimately get some shelter. And you begin to study, you begin to understand the tattva, you begin to relish the pastimes. So it's such a strenuous process, but I think in this time and age, everything is so simplified. And you know, sitting at home, we're talking New Jersey, and we are listening to Navadvip Dham Mahatmya that was written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it's so wonderful, yes. As you said, there is the qualification. There is absolutely no qualification, but there is so much mercy from Gauranga. So beautiful. So beautiful. Makes us feel we are probably the most fortunate batch of people in the planet.
Yes. Our fortune cannot be measured. No. Cannot be measured.
And that too, to appear, I mean, to take birth after the appearance of Srila Prabhupada and his first generation disciple who have done all the work for us. We are not doing anything pretty much, right? We are just taking it in a silver plate and we are eating it. So how much fortune we have to actually take birth after the appearance of Srila Prabhupada, who has actually given it in such a palatable form. Really wonderful, Mataji.
Yes, an easily digestible form. Just drink. You don't have to chew. Just just juice, drink.
Everything is just given, presented. All the books are published. We have these beautiful internet seva. Everything is there. All that we need to do is just with a click of button, access it. And for that, you know, we find it difficult. So that's the sad part. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much, Mataji. It was a very wonderful session as usual. Thank you.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini. Yes. See, as you said, you know, in olden days, it was so troublesome, means hard way to get any mercy, any enlightenment from a bona fide person. Now, easily available, understandable way, a very assimilable means way, simplified. And younger, many younger generations are taking. What to speak of the women? Don't forget about that. Women, we women.
Yeah,
it was impossible. It was.
Women and anyone who didn't have the luxury of, you know, probably being in a situation where they could go to a gurukul, you know, because of many factors. Yeah. It's so beautiful, actually. It's probably, the best thing, right, you can ever get. Yeah. It's really wonderful.
Yes.
How fortunate, after Krishna, after Mahaprabhu, after Prabhupada, after the first generation devotees who did everything for us. I mean, we really don't have to do anything. So it's like all and just enjoy. Sit and enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you. You know one thing, Priti? To understand what is fortune, what is mercy of God, what is the mercy of Radharani, what is the mercy of Gauranga, also amazing. We do not perceive this. We cannot get it very easily. We cannot understand what is the mercy. It takes also time. We already came a long way. Already. Because even the, you know, just a normal devotee may not understand what is the actual mercy of God. May not. That's why it's most wonderful, as you are also explaining, and that our acharyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acharyas, Srila Srila Prabhupada, gave us everything to realize this point also, most amazing thing. Otherwise, the books will be, you know, nicely stacked up in the shelf. It's all right. Just routine bhakti, yes, chanting, done, routine. We would not be able to get the actual jewel or wealth. It is also amazing. All of you are so, so fortunate and amazing, simply amazing devotees. All of you are. I just get amazed by thinking that how fortunate this Sangha is. All the devotees, whoever is connected with this Sangha, unparalleledly, you know, fortunate, because they are understanding the gift of Krishna and how to attain it. It's so easy. Go and get it. Go and get it. Yes, we cannot stop by thinking our good words.
Thank you very much, Aji Savitri Mataji. Yes, Priti,
you
are right. And Mataji, I know that in our childhood we followed the Laddu Gopal Srinathji worship. So my dad is going long far to hear Bhagavatam, like Nasik, Trambak, Haridwar, Vrindavan Dham, and not eating outside prasad. So he carries prasad for us. And nowadays it's very easy for us that we get association by Srila Prabhupada's book, by Srila Prabhupada's disciples, and especially online class, Mataji. Sitting at home, cooking prasadam for Jagannath and hearing Srila Bhagavatam, Mataji. It's really work, Mataji. especially me, not able to sit one corner and read Srisri Bhagavatam half an hour. Hardly I'm able to read 20 minutes. But by hearing Mataji, the mood is developed that I want to hear more, 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 Mataji. Thank you very much for your wonderful assistance.
Yes. Yes, we have to be very grateful. The more we become grateful, more we become fortunate. More will get it. Grateful, get it. Grateful, get it. More, more. And thirst goes more. We don't know how much capacity we have. The Atma has unlimited capacity to taste the nectar. Although we are a very tiny part of Krishna. But it is also inconceivable. Simply everything is inconceivable for me. The capacity to taste has no limit. It's simply inconceivable. Yes, that is the process Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. You don't have to change your residence. You don't have to change your profession. You don't have to go anywhere. Do not travel far and wide. Sit one place, hear. So sharpen your hearing ability. Sharpen. And the ear acts like a cup for drinking the nectar. The nectar is being, supplied to the ear, right? Dropping, or not, yeah, ear. And it goes straight to the heart, you know. In this, Kali Yuga, we do not see Krishna through our eyes. We see Krishna through ears. Everything is done by ear. The ear must be kept very tip-top, you know. Other organs may go bad, it's fine. But ears should be kept very sharp and tip-top condition. Isn't it?
Yes, Mataji, one more thing, with your permission and Vilasini Gopi permission, I want to say, when I am in India, in Srisri Radha Gopinath, I get such a strong Vaishnava association. Every Friday, Saturday class, Sunday temple, counseling meeting, Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj meeting, means our Guru Deva meeting. But Mataji, when Chappan Boga in our plate, we are not so sincere. When I am not getting association in abroad, that time by Vilasini Gopi Mercy, attending from last 2 years.
Very good.
All credit goes to her. And I get so sincere Vaishnava association, make a note, read regularly.
Yes.
But after coming abroad, for 17 years I am not taking sincerely. The Chappan Boga, all the strong association is there, but still not sincere. But after coming abroad, when I not get association of senior Vaishnava, then understand the value of that senior Vaishnava association. And by your all, Savitri Mataji and all Viras Prabhu, by all senior Vaishnava, Adikata Dardas, Mataji, now I feel that we are sitting in Shidam Srisri Radha Gopinath temple and senior Brahmachari has given a lecture to us.
Actually, yes. Yes, we get here very intense association. See, the ear is getting the intense. We do not know each other means by face. We only know each other by name, right? And our ear is connected with each other. Shastra and realization and the association. So we are getting in association with the ear, right?
Yes.
Yes. Every arrangement, all the arrangements are already done, given. So just Gauranga Mahaprabhu is waiting for our saying yes. Yes, yes, I accept you. That's it. This much is needed. Rest of the things already Krishna is doing. Wonderful association we have. An intense and most pure kind of association we have. What you said means, yes, devotees association is everywhere. Yes, Srila Prabhupada made this arrangement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this... what is the special feature of this conference call? this Sangha is we get the most intense and pure association. And every time we get profit, so much profit, isn't it? It's a business, you know. We are like businessmen, you know. We must, you know, make our profits more, right? More, more. We should not settle for less. Profit hungry people. Thank you. Thank you. Dandavat pranam. Sabko. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat pranam. I see that. What a great fortune. Thank you for reading, especially this Navadeep Mahatma. You know, we could understand, realize by your lecture how Mahaprabhu's mercy, Gauranga's name is so great. I used to listen, my Guru Maharaj used to say, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. I never realized that much of potency in Gauranga's name. But after hearing, reading this whole book you are reading, I'm getting a sense now how it's so important, and all the great sages just by reciting or reciting there in Navadeep Dham or reciting, telling, I mean, calling the name of Gauranga, they're able to understand. And also, I like the point today you meant reading. Only speculators, they will not get the mercy, but whoever has simple heart, they will get this mercy. It's so amazing, yeah. Mataji. We should be very simple, and also Mahaprabhu has given that Ranarupi Sunit, and always all the Maharajas, they always decide these words and how important we need to follow to get His mercy. Thank you so much, yes. Mataji.
Yes, the more we feel that grateful, the more we feel not to miss this out. So we remain humble. Oh, no. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, please never neglect me. Please, I'm the right, you know, the perfect candidate for your mercy. So we remain very humble because we don't want to miss this chance, isn't it?
Yes.
The more we understand the value of the chance for entering into Vrindavan Leela, mostly in, you know, mostly is to the Nikunja Leela, more we will desire not to miss it. So I shouldn't make any mistakes. Oh, please, please, please. Keep me under your lotus feet. We remain very humble.
Please, yes. Forgive me. Can you please sing this bhajan? Bhaja Gauranga, Raha Gauranga, Bhaja Gauranga, Namare.
Yes. Okay. Very sweet song. Nityananda Prabhu used to say that. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaho Gauranga, Laho Gauranga Namare. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaho Gauranga, Laho Gauranga Namare. Je jano Gaurango bhaje, se hoy amar prande. Je jano Gaurango bhaje, se hoy amar prande. Bhaje Gaurango. Kah Gauranga, Lah Gauranga ro naam re. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Jai Jai Gauranga, Jai Jai. Very, very wonderful.
Vrinda Guptuka Mataji, she has an intense big grief to she's very, very
when you drink the nectar, it makes us crazy, simply crazy, mad, intoxicated.
Like we appear more and more and more.
And you're giving, that nectar. Very liberal, thank you.
This makes you intoxicated, drunkard. You lose all those good things in life. Okay, thank you, all the devotees. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mataji, for your wonderful class today. We are very grateful to you, Mataji.
Me too. I am also grateful.
In future. वांचा
कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुवैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्री नवद्वीप धाम महात्म की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय. गौर प्रेमा.